utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. God says, I'll wipe that entire people out. He was so committed to this that he made this vow a part of the Mosaic law. It's in the Pentateuch in Deuteronomy 25. Listen to three verses, the last three in chapter 25. Remember what Amalek did to you along the way when you came out from Egypt? And how he met you along the way and attacked among you all the stragglers at your rear when you were faint and weary? And here's the real key, and he did not fear God. Well, because of that, therefore, it shall come about when the Lord your God has given you rest from all your surrounding enemies after you've settled into the land a while. In the land which the Lord your God gives you as an inheritance to possess, you shall blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. And then God added this, you must not forget. This must come to pass. Treacherous, vicious, intimidating, deadly people, the Amalekites. And God's anger burned against them because of their wickedness. According to Numbers chapter 24 and verse 20, God even called on the corrupt prophet Balaam to prophesy their doom. Judges chapter 6 verses 3 to 5 says that these people like to maraud the Jews, and what they loved to do most of all was come in and destroy their crops. And of course, that would be to destroy their livelihood and their food supply. They hated God. They detested the Jews. They delighted in violence. They were vicious sinners. Because of all of this, because God had made a vow, God was going to destroy the Amalekites. And when you come now to the text that I pointed out to you, 1 Samuel 15, it is here that it is time for this action to take place. And so God says, now that Israel has a king, it's time to act. Go now and strike Amalek. Saul and his armies were to be the instrument through which God kept his vow and would carry out this holy execution of a sinister tribe. But Saul's obedience was only partial. Let's pick it up in 1 Samuel 15, verse 7. So Saul defeated the Amalekites. And the rest of the verse, from Havilah as you go to Shur, which is east of Egypt, indicates that it was a crushing, widespread, far-reaching, and devastating victory. He slaughtered them from pillar to post, from front to back, east to west, north to south. A crushing defeat.